the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello, podcasters. Thank you for downloading. As always, appreciate you taking the time to hear the best of our week. This is a weekly podcast, so all the moments we thought were good enough to make the cut generally are what goes into this podcast. However, this week, Taz was sick for 3 out of 5 days, so most of it is just stuff from the first 2 shows of the week. Because after that, things kind of went downhill. Towards the end of the podcast, you'll hear me doing some stuff by myself, but don't worry about that. However, some great stuff in the first 2 days of the week, some great callers, some incredible stories, and it's all a bit of fun. The next hour is going to be a listening experience like no other. Well, it'll probably be like a fair few other radio shows, to be honest. We're not that different, but enjoy it regardless, and we'll do it all again next week.
It's Ellie and Taz for The Drive Home.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to all our Irish listeners.
Yeah, get your green on.
Get your green on. Go out and have a pint of Guinness. Why not? Hey, we started a challenge a couple of weeks ago on this show that Cyclone Alfred got in the way of.
Yes.
But I think it's time to bring it back.
Let's bring it back. It's the Monday DMs where we choose a celebrity for the other person and they have to message that a celebrity trying to get them on the show by Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It started off because you messaged Kevy Walters, the Broncos coach. You got, well, ex-coach, and you got him on the show by Friday.
I did, yeah. It was just before Vegas round kicked off, and I thought, I want to get a Vegas story from a man who's been there, done that.
You messaged him randomly. You went, hey, I'm Ellie. This is what I do.
Mm.
If you're free, can we get you on the show?
Mm-hmm.
You made it look very easy because he just gets back to you and goes, yeah, no worries, I'm free, message me here.
To be fair, it took him 3 days to get back to me.
That's why we've given it the couple of days.
Exactly.
We message on the Monday, hope to get them on by Friday. And I thought, well, if it's that easy, I'll do it. Turns out it's not that easy, Sunny Coast.
You set your sights very high. You said, oh, Kevy Walters, I want to try get someone of a similar level of fame.
Yep.
And then you came out with Cody Simpson.
Yeah, Cody Simpson's the same level of fame as famous Kevin Walters.
Cody Simpson has how many followers on Instagram?
5.1 million.
Yeah, cool. So slightly more famous than Kevy.
I think I may have, my message may have completely just vanished into the oblivion of DMs that he gets from thirsty women around the world. But I did say, hey, Codes, my radio co-host has bet me that you won't join our radio show by Friday to talk about your new music. Help a bro out. He hasn't even seen it.
You failed the challenge.
I failed the challenge, but it is my turn again.
Well, that's the thing. If you keep failing, you have to keep going again. That is the beauty of this game.
I'm going to do a bit of mind reading.
Okay.
And see if I can guess.
Oh, no.
Who you're going to...
Because you might be able to.
I think I've got someone.
You probably do.
Because you want to help me out secretly. You want the celebrity on the show.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm not going to say, like, get Britney Spears on.
What about someone like Lane Beachley?
Lane Beachley was in Noosa over the weekend for the Noosa Festival of Surfing.
Yeah.
So that would be a good get. However, I've spoken to her on the show before.
I think she's like Stratty or something, isn't
no,
she?
No, she's Manly. No, she's a Sydney gal.
Okay.
Yeah, but she surfs up here a lot.
But she might jump on the show.
She might, but I'm not giving you... Stop trying to get her.
Okay.
I've already spoken to her.
All right.
No biggie.
Okay.
I want someone, Taz.
Yeah.
Who over the weekend set another record.
Yeah.
In Australian sprinting, he sprinted 200 metres in less than 20 seconds.
Ah.
He's only 17 years old.
He's awesome.
He's been compared to Usain Bolt. I want you, by Friday, to get Gout Gout on the show.
Ah. I'm looking at his Instagram right now. Ah. He's got 130,000 followers.
Yeah, he's the next Usain Bolt, mate. And he just literally ran over the weekend and got even more coverage. So
he is quick. I wonder if he's quick at replying to DMs. That's what I'm going to say to him. Oh, no. I cannot message this account unless they follow me back.
Oh, well, that's a hurdle you're going to have to overcome.
Oh, that's tough.
Buddy.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Last night, I had a very rare doom scroll on Instagram through Reels.
Good to see you catch up with the kids. I mean, dare you venture across to TikTok ever.
No, it wasn't TikTok, it was Instagram.
I'll keep my finger on the pulse. You can keep your finger on the two-week-old pulse on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, funny you say that because I found a game that I thought looks like a bit of fun, two people playing a game, and then I sent it through to you, said we should do this on the show, and you're like, Ellie, I sent that to you 6 months ago.
Yeah, 6 months ago I saw this. I went, let's do this on the show. You went, nah. No, we won't do that. That's not very fun. Now you've sent it to me because it's people that you enjoy playing the game. All of a sudden you're like, hey, Taz, this looks like fun.
It was a captivating video. They got me. They absolutely got me. I can't even like.
It's not a great trait from you.
I know. Do you know what? I hate people who do that. I hate it.
It's tough.
So I apologise, Taz.
I wanted to play the game. I don't care what it takes for us to play the game.
We got here.
If it takes 6 months for us to do it and for you to care about it because you've accidentally opened TikTok or Instagram, then let's do it.
Well, there's a chance this could go horribly, okay? That's why one day we might play it with you, Sunny Coast. But for now, you get to be witness to us being guinea pigs to see if this works as a radio game.
This is a great radio game. It's a great radio game.
You're backing it early.
Yes, it's awesome. Sunny Coast, it's called, well, there's no name actually.
Let's call it Common Ground.
Common Ground is what it is. I'll say a random word, you say a word at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
We then have to try and meet in the middle to eventually say the same word.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make sense once you hear it.
Okay. Should we go?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
You want to count us down every time?
Sure.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, river.
Music. So we have to find the common ground between river and music.
3, 2, 1, Cry Me a River. Oh, wait.
Oh, no, it's one word.
Okay, river music, we'll go again. No.
No, we've now got Cry Me a River and waterfall.
Okay.
Let's find the common ground between those two.
Three, two, one, TLC.
Justin Timberlake. Okay, here we go, here we go.
3, 2, 1,
R&B.
Musicians. Oh! Okay.
Maybe it's not a great radio game.
No, I want to get there.
Can we? Let's start again.
Okay.
Three, two, one,
poster.
Circus.
Three, two, one,
clowns.
Elephant.
Oh! It's tough. It's really. Hang on. Let's find the common ground
between
clowns.
And elephants.
And elephants.
Circus was a common ground.
Yeah.
Can we say circus?
No, we're not allowed to go back. We can't go backwards.
Okay, okay. Three, two, one,
performers.
Acrobats. Oh, yeah, yours is better.
Okay. Maybe this is a good radio game, but just not for our show.
We could be here all day. We have to get it.
Okay, do you want to start again? Do you want to start again?
No, what were we on?
I've said performers.
Performers and I've said acrobats.
Okay.
Three, two, one. Trapeze.
Oh, I don't know a word.
Oh, no! Fine, it sucks.
It's a terrible game.
On 91.9 CFM.
Oh, let's hit the button.
He's employed as the boss,
but he wants to be the star.
Go get him, Rockstar.
Big Boss Benny has crowbarred his way onto the show once again.
All it that hurts momentum. Every time.
Put the mic on you, clowns.
We've built all that momentum up from the last 40 minutes of being on the show.
It's been a while since he's got the old crowbar out. But
what
welcome.
Do you two idiots want?
Hi, Big Boss Benny.
How are you?
Good to hear your dulcet tones grace our afternoon program.
You were stuck in New Zealand over Alfred.
I was. Here. I was caught over there. Jetstar wouldn't fly us back on the. Because remember how it was meant to come on the Thursday night?
Yeah.
And then what hit Thursday night, Friday? We were scheduled on a 6 a.m. flight. From Auckland direct to Sunny
Such
Coast. Cancelled that, shifted Sunday, cancelled that again, and in the end we end up having to go to Brizzy.
Anyway, oh, extended holiday, fun. Devo.
Damn.
That sucks. Hate
no,
it
I know. Next
anyway,
yeah,
no
week with no boss.
You all know, you guys are really upset. What's going on?
Look, we've got you in because earlier in the office, a discussion broke out about sharing food, and you got very passionate about it.
This is like women.
Careful.
My wife, who might be listening, I hate it, right? Hate sharing meals.
Yeah,
my
so
wife
do
does
I.
it all the time. Like, I'm the type of bloke that if Mel goes to me, we're going to go to this restaurant, I've already looked at the menu pre-going and got a real good idea of what's there.
Yeah.
Then in my head gone, I could really go just that one meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then knackers, my wife, wants to, like, share. Are we sharing? I'm like, no, we're not sharing.
No.
But or we'll order and she'll like, oh, yours looks good. Can I try? No.
Well, we went to lunch today as a team because we've got a few people leaving.
Broke my heart.
We got there and we were all working out what we wanted to order. And then Ellie goes, so this is like one of those places, I think, where you just order like a
so
bunch
annoying.
Of things.
It's Giddy Geisha.
I don't particularly want to just have one thing. I want to have like six things.
Because I feel like Asian
Chady
cuisine.
Chady just do a quick cashy there.
Yeah.
Chady just scored a couple of free vouchers.
It is. I wish. I would gladly take
No, you were annoying today. Because you're like, what about guys, guys, just a bit of attention over here, eggplant chips and edamame, and did anyone put the eggplant chips on that we're sharing?
Can we
I'm so annoyed right now. I could just have one meal.
The way she described it was she didn't just want the eggplant chips, but she didn't want to be ordering more than one
thing. I remember she filled up too quick and she couldn't get the eggplant chips in. It was just, you're annoying. This is what happens.
They came out last.
My wife does this all the time, Chani. You'll find, I reckon you'll find a bloke, there'd be no way you'd find a bloke here on the sunny coast that would love to share a meal.
See, this is what you've come out with today, and I disagree.
I'm putting that in there.
I think there's guys out there who love trying, because you get to try a little bit of everything.
No.
You know, like, oh, have a little gyoza, and then, oh, yeah, have some edamame, some chicken.
I don't know any bloke that sounds like that.
Oh, have a little bit
what
of
sort of
gyoza.
Bloke? I reckon they're all red flags. Oh, edamame, how wonderful.
545-11919, two things. Are you a guy that loves sharing
you
food?
You won't find it. Nah.
Or a chick who doesn't? Because all of the girls at the table today were like, yeah, let's share.
Yeah, share's great.
Oh, God. And it was outnumbered today with the girls.
Yeah,
and
that's why we had to share.
Don't forget the eggplant chips, guys. Just did you put that as I'm walking up?
She's
to the
got them.
Eggplant chips.
She'd got those to take away.
And did
the
you try
the rendang?
Did you try the eggplant chips?
I didn't out of principle. I actually didn't out of principle.
Ella in Budrum, hello.
Hello, guys. How you going?
We're well, thank you. Which side of the fence do you sit on with this one?
I am a fence. I'm a fence. I'm on the fence with this one, but I will say I grew up with three brothers and 14 boy cousins, so I've sort of learnt not to share or take anyone's food because you'll probably get, like, knifed or forked with other people. But, I don't want to share, so if I go to a restaurant, I want to have mine, but I will always steal mum and dad's chips.
Chips, you've got to share chips. That just goes with the food.
No,
you
don't always have to share. If you want chips, Ellie, and we go out to dinner, you're always taking some of my order something with chips.
No, but I'm
what about
healthy.
Some eggplant chips? No.
Yeah. You get it?
No, I don't like this. There's two of them.
Yes, Ella, honestly, the eggplant chips, oh, melt in your mouth good. All right, so she's a fence. I mean, she's on the fence. Let's get your thoughts, Sunny Coast. Adam is in Little Mountain. Adam, what do you think about this one? Are you a sharer or not?
I love sharing an edamame and an eggplant chip. Let's go.
He knows what we're talking about too.
Because you don't just want to have the eggplant chips. You need something else to go with
it. Oh, they're so good.
Yeah,
need a little bit of everything, you know. Throw a bit of pork belly in there.
Absolutely. Well, if you're sharing, that's the beauty of it. You can throw as many things as you want in there.
That's right,
Adam. You don't get a little offended if you've ordered something and people go, "Oh, can I have a? I'm gonna just take one of these from your plate."
Nah, definitely not. Sharing's caring.
So true. Maybe we're just like more generous people, Adam, than Big Boss Benny and Taz, I think.
I think so. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with those two.
We like everyone to enjoy in good things rather than keeping them all to ourselves.
All right. You didn't get any of your edamame in your chips because you're eating all of our food.
That was very full by the time they came out.
I only got one gyoza and I ordered them. I just don't understand why what I ordered I didn't get. That's what I don't get about the sharing. You don't actually get what you order.
Yes, you do, and more.
You got to get in quick, mate.
Yeah, you do.
With Chaney. Gee, believe me, mate. It's vacuumed up.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks for getting involved. We'll go to Abby in Mountain Creek. Abby, are you a sharer or a non-sharer?
I am a non-sharer.
Yes, Abby. Welcome to the club. This is what I wanted to hear. It fires me up when people are taking my food apps.
Yeah, it actually fires me up too. And I'm a woman who loves what I love, and I don't want to share it with anybody else.
Perfect.
But don't you want to like have a little sample of everything on the menu?
No, see, I'm one of these people that when I order, I want something specific, and I want to eat every last bit of it. So yeah, I'm not into sharing food at all.
Well, there's two parts into sharing food. You have to give up something that you ordered. And you then, and other people have to take it from your plate often as well. And then you get something that you don't actually want. You didn't order their food.
But then there's the scenario where you might get someone that likes your meal a little bit more than theirs.
Yep.
So, you know, they kind of take a bit more than what they should. And I'm not about that at all.
You know what we call that, Abby? We call
what
that.
Do we call it?
We call that being an
Ellie.
Ellie
Chaney. Yeah, I knew that would be me.
Oh,
I was waiting for it.
Ellie and Taz. on 91.9 CFM.
Ellie loves this part where I have a problem, I have a moral dilemma, and I have to come to you for guidance.
Because, you know me, I am just pure moral.
That's right. You're a beacon of righteousness.
I absolutely am. Okay. So true.
I think I may have been rude to an old person.
Okay.
And I'm going to need you to tell me if I was or not.
How old are we talking? Because this affects it.
Late 70s, 80s plus.
Okay.
Okay, so old.
Whoa. How dare you?
Okay, all right.
Age is just a
number. Hey, the story hasn't started yet. So we've
you're already being rude to old people.
So we're up on level 5 in the Kentucky building in Maroochydore here. So I was getting to work, ground floor. I've walked in. There was an elevator on the ground. I've hit the button. And I've turned around and seen that there's this older lady that's also wanting an elevator. And so I hold the door and I go, yeah, are you going up? And she goes, yeah, level 2. And I go, okay. And I hit level 2 and I hit level 5. I'm standing in the doorway. And she's making her way to the elevator.
Okay.
She was slow.
Yes.
Yes.
And she's allowed to be.
Yeah, that's why.
She's walked a lot of steps on this earth.
Exactly. And I'm holding the door open. Eventually, she comes in and she goes, level 2, please. And I go, don't worry. This elevator goes to every level. Little gag. This elevator goes to every level. I've hit 2.
Great.
And she goes, okay, great. As the door was closing, somebody else comes in and wants the elevator. And we try to hold the door, but the door doesn't open anymore.
Oh, gosh,
because it's been open for so long because we were waiting for this lady.
You're being rude to her right now.
I said, no. And her and I, she goes, oh, she wanted to get in. Oh, that's okay. And I said, oh, if only she was as quick as you were.
Oh, Taz.
Oh, it's funny.
Taz.
She laughed.
No, she was probably horrified. She probably didn't get it at first. And then she probably walked out of that elevator.
I didn't mean it disrespectfully. She'd taken so long to get to the elevator. And I was like, if only she was as fast as you, she might have made it. Look.
Taz, you are losing us listeners left, right and centre.
I think it's funny.
No, it's not funny.
It was funny.
You've been mean to a nice old lady who's just trying
to... I held the door open for her. She'd still be out in the foyer otherwise.
Mate.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You've written down on my prep sheet today, it says the launch.
The launch.
Dot, dot, dot. What are we launching?
Oh, mate.
You're rubbing your hands together like some sort of evil genius
over
there.
Because I am. I am an evil. No, I'm just a genius. Drop evil. Just call me genius. Now, on Friday's show, I want to play you a bit of audio that you and I spoke about on Friday. Okay, have a listen. Just thinking, should I make like a weather Instagram where each day put my predictions for that day's weather and then people comment and tell me if I get it wrong or not? Way to get some good engagement. Because chances are I'll get it wrong.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, people aren't going to be like, oh, good job, Ellie, you nailed it today.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, you said it was going to rain. And then, boom, next minute.
What's the handle? What's the Instagram handle? Hate on Ellie's weather?
No, Ellie's accurate weather predictions.
You're cashing in on, like, the community board level of people that just like to complain about stuff.
No, I am helping the people
to
know what the future holds. Taz, please look at your phone and may I introduce you to the newest account on Instagram. Can you please read out what it's called to the people?
Okay, if you go on Instagram, it's at Ellie's Accurate Predictions.
Get ready for me too.
The bio says, firstly, you've used the like most edited picture of you ever as the profile picture. That's the most vain I've ever seen. I can see 24 hours ahead, the bio reads. Hit me up if I'm wrong.
Hit me up if I'm wrong, guys.
One follower, and that one follower is, that checks out, Ellie Cheney.
Well,
your proper account.
That's what I meant. This is the launch. No, I haven't told anyone about it. I haven't got any followers yet because I wanted you to be the first to know. And I've already posted my first prediction.
Okay, I don't like this so much. I'm going to show the camera.
No, don't block it.
It's blocked.
How dare you block Ellie's accurate predictions?
I don't want anything to do with this.
Don't you want to see this morning's prediction that was posted this morning, 9 a.m.?
Hero predicts we're going to get up to 5 mils of rain on the Sunshine Coast today, but I predict we will not get a drop. Also, someone will get drunk at an Irish pub tonight. It's the 17th of March. Hit me up if I'm wrong.
I mean, Is that not good content gold? Do we play it? I've got it in the system if people want to hear it properly.
I don't think people want to hear it properly. If they want to hear it properly, they can go to Instagram.
They absolutely can.
They can follow you. Or, I think, if you really don't want this sort of content appearing in your feed, Sunny Coast,
don't block it.
Just block it.
No,
go there and block it.
Don't block it.
Ellie's accurate predictions. Go there, hit block.
No.
Send me a screenshot of you blocking it. I'll send you $5.
Taz, you know that
out of my own pocket, I'll send you $5 if you block this account.
I am a clairvoyant. I have the gift of knowing what the future holds. Has there been a drop of rain today? No.
I'll pay ID you $5
no.
if you block this account and you send me evidence of it being blocked.
What if one day I wake up and I say, hi guys, Ellie's accurate predictions here.
Yeah.
Today the lotto numbers are blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I get them right.
But
and
then
you blocked
no one's
me.
Going to message you because
well,
you're
that's
not
okay.
Wrong.
I'm okay if people don't hit me up because that means I'm right. I'm so sure that I'll be right about everything. That's why I offer them. Hit me up if I'm wrong.
Hit me up if I'm wrong, guys.
I was going to call the Instagram account, hit me up if I'm wrong.
You should. Block me if I'm wrong.
No, no one block me. Come on,
block
guys.
Block me for $5.
Guys.
That should be the name of your account.
Guys, this is a $1 million idea. I'm going to be like the next Mr. Beast.
Ellie's accurate predictions on Instagram.
Yeah.
Do you want me to double check how many followers you've got?
I don't think I've got any yet.
Okay, so everybody listening to this.
But they'll come rushing in, surely. I'm just refreshing. No, it's still just one follower. You know what? If you follow me now, I'll shout you out on the radio next, okay?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I don't endorse anything we're about to talk about.
Move aside Cristiano Ronaldo, the most followed person on Instagram, because there's a new account in town, baby.
No, there's a new account with like one follower.
Ellie's
it's
accurate
you. It's,
predictions.
And you're the only follower.
It's going to be mind-blowing. I make a prediction every morning
yes.
about what that day is going to hold.
Then you do this really lame thing where you go, hit me up if I'm wrong.
Yes.
And then you wink at the camera and do a little finger guns.
It's good,
like
yeah.
it's the most lame thing I've ever seen.
It's not. Follow
any boy,
it now.
Any boy that did flirt with you on Friday night when you went out to Ocean Street and you promptly hit them with a I have a boyfriend, they would not flirt with this Ellie if this Ellie had turned up.
Yes, they would. People love it. Hello, not Lauren from no, stop playing.
Okay.
Hi, Lauren from Noosa.
I'm trying to get onto Instagram account, mate, but I can't find it.
Funny that. She's given it a really, really hard title. It needs to be easier, Ellie.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I know
you need to spell it out for me so I'm getting it right.
True. You know what? I do spell Ellie with a Y, which is very difficult for people. Ellie, ELLYS.
Gosh.
Accurate predictions, all one word. Guys, I've got two followers. Oh, I've got three followers. Another one just came through. Hello, Emily. Hello, Gilbo. And hello, Official Bibby.
These are all
welcome.
Just, these are all just your side accounts that
no,
you've made.
I don't have side.
You always talk about Official Bibby as your side, like, photographer page.
No, I do not. Lauren, have you found it yet?
No, did you say L-E-S?
L-E-E-L-L-Y-S for snake.
Don't even bother
Ellie's.
Yourself, Lauren. Honestly, you've spent more time trying to find the account than the joy that it'll give you.
Lauren, when I predict the correct lotto
numbers.
Found
it.
She found it!
Block
found
it.
It.
Block it yeah. now, Lauren.
Don't
just
block.
Just cut it off yeah. at the source.
Mate, I've got three Instagram accounts, so I'm going to log all three on. How's that?
Yes. You're missing out on $15 cash, Lauren.
Three new followers. Oh, Lauren.
Mate, just the entertainment of the weather is going to be worth more than $15.
Entertainment?
Entertainment
yeah,
and accuracy.
Control.
And accuracy of the weather,
oh, yeah.
obviously. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, you're going to need to know whether to take a brolly or not, and Ellie's accurate predictions could tell you.
Well, I can't wait to see Ellie. I'm looking forward to it.
Lauren, you're my new best friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you really do a good job. And Taz,
I can guarantee she won't, Lauren.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
545-11919. We are going to be giving away a $50 ultimate home voucher. It can be spent at a whole heap of different locations across the Sunny Coast, all to do with improving your home, fixing up your home, that sort of thing.
Mum went out on Friday night, Tazzy.
By mum, you mean Ellie Cheney?
I mean Ellie Cheney. I mean the 30-plus-year-olds that I am friends with. We went on a girls' night and we chose our old haunt of Ocean Street
okay.
to go to.
Yeah.
At first, it was just supposed to be a dinner.
So it was just you and the teens hanging out.
Well, as you know, I did used to frequent Ocean Street every weekend.
You used to be a guy would flirt with you and you used to go, oh, well, I have a boyfriend. Now they flirt with you and you go, excuse me, how old are you? Age is now a factor.
No, I still say I have a boyfriend. Thank you very much.
Then your next question is how old are you?
No. So a lot happened this night. Like I could talk for hours about the stories that came out from this night, but there's one in particular that stands out of the most interesting part.
Yeah.
So we'd been out for dinner. Went to Soka for dinner. Delicious food, by the way.
Oh, and then a little free plug there.
No, well, there's I paid full price. I just like to support local business.
Maybe not next time.
It's good food. The corn is delicious. And then we kicked on for a few extra drinks. Mm-hmm. And we went down to Sneaky Barons, which is on the end of Ocean Street. And we were kind of just looking out, surveying the people, because you can sit on the actual street side there. So you can see the whole street of what's happening. And we see a bit of a catfight break out between two gals. And, you know, it took like the focus of the night. All of us just turned and watched. We stopped what we were talking about. We were watching. This one girl was going at the other girl.
What sort of time of night was this?
This was about 10 p.m.
Okay.
So not super late, but not early. And this one girl lunges at the other one and they end up getting separated by two guys. One guy comes and lifts her up, puts her kind of, holds her around her waist and she's still flinging. She's still
going over his shoulder. Yep.
In the process of flinging around, her dress comes down and her boobie flops out.
Yeah.
But she's still thrashing around wanting to have a go at this other chick.
Totally.
So she doesn't notice that her boobie's out and the whole of Ocean Street
There were a few more bounces on Ocean Street.
Well, trust me, it was all happening. The girls and I were like, whoa, we did not pay for a drink and a show, but we are getting one right now.
Totally.
So she gets carried off, put aside. About 5 minutes later, we see her. She's done a lap of the block. She's coming back, tying up her hair, ready to go again. I was like, babe, we just saw your boob. I think it's time to call it a night. You know,
you've
personally.
You've won the fight.
Yeah, well, I don't really know. I don't think anyone was a winner in this situation, except for maybe us.
I was going to say, it sounds like you girls were winners.
I was just sipping my espresso martini being like, gals, what is going on here?
Now, we want to give away the ultimate home voucher this afternoon. What's the question we're asking?
When did you see someone naked when you weren't expecting it?
Let's go to Nathan. Welcome to the show, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hey, Nath. When did this happen to you?
It was a few years ago now. We used to do roofing insulation and we went to the wrong house, went up the neighbour's driveway, drove underneath all these trees up around the house, knocked on the door. The bloke was wearing nothing but a cup of coffee.
And he answered the door.
He answered the door.
Oh, well, that's on him.
Just a cup of coffee. Nothing else on.
Where was he holding the cup of coffee?
up to his mouth, he's drinking.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought maybe he would have. Oh, I might have strategically placed it, but no. He was. No, well, that's on him. You know, that's.
Yeah, totally.
He can't be caught unawares. And
he's very awares.
Yeah, exactly.
That's his awares, definitely.
Yeah, let's go to Jessica from Banya. Jess, when have you seen someone naked when you weren't expecting it?
So I had a baby in September last year. I ended up going out probably when she's 6-7 weeks old, just out to the new casino in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And I was sitting down on it was sort of like a brick sort of seat thing that was like in front of the garden, and some guy had just got kicked out of there and he was obviously a bit cranky, and he came and stood up on where I was sitting, pulled his pants down and started chucking a wee right next to my face.
Next to your face?
It was about a meter away and he was right in my head level, so that was just great.
Was he maybe a little bit intoxicated? Did he know you were there?
Oh, he definitely was. My partner came over because he's seen it happening and he sort of just pulled his pants up and walked in the other direction.
Jeez.
Wow. That'll make sure, like, Jess, it had been a while since you'd been out, you know, because you'd had a kid. And really just makes maybe convinces you to stay home in future.
Yeah, look, we weren't out that long after that. Felt a little bit strange after that one.
Yeah, that's fair. Yuck. Honestly.
What would you do in that situation, Ellie?
If someone peed on me?
Yeah. Because you are so conflict averse, is what you call it. You'd be like, that's all right. I was probably in the wrong place.
No, I reckon I'd draw the line at getting peed
would
on.
You?
Yeah,
what
I'd
would
probably,
you say? Get angry.
I'd say, oi, you're peeing on me. And I don't want you to. You're drongo or something.
You're drongo.
Yeah, I'd swear for sure.
That'll show them. Thanks, Jess. You're in the draw for that voucher. Let's go down the line now to Noosaville. Shanae, welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you going?
We're good, Shanae. When have you seen someone naked that you weren't quite expecting?
Okay, so I've just moved into a new property and I have a few housemates on the property. So I just went to have a little afternoon chat with one of my housemates and he was doing yoga with his doodling.
Wow, nude yoga. Where what,
yes.
Was he in his bedroom or like were you going into his space or was he just out on the lawn?
No. I walked in and he was just out on the balcony and I was like, oh, sorry, mate, bye. I'm blushing.
The phrase, he was doing yoga with his doodle in the air, is some great, great imagery.
He was upside down.
He was upside down.
Yeah, he was doing like the upside down yoga pose. And I was like,
oh gosh, no one wants a downward dog when you when your dog's around.
Yeah, good try. And I'm like, I'm still blushing. I'm like, sorry, mate.
I think it's the downward dong at that point.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
545-1919. What have you given to someone that you'd kind of like back?
Can you do that?
I think you can. If France can do it, anybody can. 545-1919. Got an ultimate home voucher to give away this afternoon. This is after France, or at least a French politician has said, give us back the Statue of Liberty. We gave it to you as a gift, but apparently you despise it, so it will be just fine here at home, were his words.
You despise it?
Apparently.
What, because they don't want freedom? What?
He says that then, yeah, the US aren't upholding the values that Statue of Liberty represents, apparently, according to the French politician. And so the White House representative, her name's Caroline Leavitt, she said this.
Absolutely not. And my advice to that unnamed low-level French politician would be to remind them that it's only because of the United States of America that the French are not speaking German right now. So they should be very grateful.
Should be very grateful.
A lot of they should be very grateful coming from the US at the moment.
Yeah, big.
There's a lot of that.
Big. So it doesn't look like the Statue of Liberty is going anywhere.
No.
Collectors were rubbing their hands together for a second. Where would you put it? You know, who's got land?
Where could we chuck it here?
There's to the big pineapple. Maybe we could. Oh, Statue of Liberty could be holding up the pineapple.
Well, there's a big block of land right near our studios, just across the road, that's empty.
Our view would just be her face.
Yeah, imagine standing on the balcony of the Contiki building for our lunch breaks, just looking out at Lady Liberty.
You could do. 545-1919. Have you given something to someone that you'd like back? If the French can do it, then we can, surely. Do you want to ask for something back?
Yeah. Let's go to Hannah in Sippy Downs. Hannah, is there something you want back off someone?
Oh, my gosh, yes. So I've got a brother-in-law. Like, we're good mates, but we do have our little issues. He turned 50 last year. It was about November. Well, no, it is November. I can't remember what date. Don't tell him that. and I've just got him this most beautiful bottle of Shiraz, right, 2018, and it was $300.
Oh, yeah.
Nice present.
That's full on, isn't it, for a 50th? You know, and I always secretly think he's probably going to share it with me, right? So I thought I'll get one that I like as well. Anyway, so his birthday came. You'd think that he would open it on the night. He didn't.
Yeah.
And so I said, oh, what about that Shiraz? Shall we crack it? And he said, oh, why don't we save it for Christmas? And then the whole family can enjoy it. I'm like, okay, cool, great. Christmas came. I remember this Shiraz, by the way, because it was $300, as I said. Yeah. And then didn't open it. I'm like, oh. And I don't hold back. So I did mention it. Said, hey, do you think we should? I think we've had enough. Maybe we can do New Year's. And I'm like, all right.
He still hasn't opened it, Hannah.
Still hasn't opened it. We're now March. There's no other occasions.
April Fool's Day. Can we surely we can open it?
No,
for
no. Yeah. What I'm thinking.
You open it in for me,
Hannah. What I'm thinking. Go with me on this. We give him a call. You ask for it with a little bit of radio backup behind you.
I can be very convincing if I want to be.
Do you know what? Oh, God, I don't know. He'll get pretty cranky. Cause
No, right. We can do this.
Yeah, well, let's
all right,
do it.
Okay, all right. We'll go to a break, right?
Yeah.
And you give us his number off air. And because honestly, the power of this thing, the power of the big stick, you put someone on the spot, they've got to do what you tell them. And you'll be drinking that Shiraz tonight, honey bun.
Okay. All right, let's
stick around, Sunny Coast. We're going to get Hannah that bottle of wine next. Let me get you up to speed, Sunny Coast. Hannah from Sippy Downs has bought her brother-in-law a very fancy bottle of wine. $300 worth, Hannah?
Yes, $300.
Okay. $300.
Mm, fancy.
It was supposed to be opened and enjoyed for the birthday last year. Christmas has come and gone. Nice. New Year's has come and gone. That's right, Hannah?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, and he's not sharing it with you. You've gotten to the point where you want that bottle of wine back. So during that break, we've gotten his number. His name's James, and we are going to call him, and then we're just going to shut up, okay? You're going to have to take it away. Can you do that, Hannah?
Yeah, I'll do it. He's used to me, so he'll be ready for the barrage.
This is your moment to shine. All right, here we go.
Okay.
We'll dial in his number, and you can take it away.
Hey, James, how are you?
Oh, Hannah, how are you?
Yeah, good, Dale, good. How's the fam?
Yeah, nothing's changed, just between work and kids and it's all the same, mate. So how are you guys going?
I do have a bone to pick with you, actually.
What is it now?
You know how I got you that awesome bottle of Shiraz for your birthday, 50th?
Yeah. I haven't opened it yet.
No, no joke. That's part of the problem. So I...
What?
Well, I don't know. Like, I bought, it was $300. I bought it for you especially for that night, thinking, yeah, we'll enjoy that together, you know, bonds, blah, 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 blah. Then you said, oh, nah, let's open it at Christmas. I'm like, okay, cool, fair enough. It's only a bottle of wine, get over myself. Christmas came. You didn't open it. Like, honestly, I don't mean to be rude, but you were a bit of a tight ass. You opened some other cheap stuff, which I think is a little bit rude. And you and I have been down.
You always do this. I see where this is headed. You always do this. You make all these problems out of nothing. It's my present, mate. I can do what I want.
Yeah, but, like, it's just tight ass, mate. Like, honestly, you bring out your Wyndham bloody...
You bought me a gift. You said I can do what I want with it. I said, oh, maybe we'll share it at Christmas. I didn't come around to it. It's
so annoying.
You do this all the time, mate.
Yeah, but, like, you do that. Like, if you guys bought me...
Mate, go buy another bottle of wine. Whoop-dee-doo.
It's like, $20, but we still open it together. Like, it's just rude. I don't know.
Is this what you rang for? To call me a tight ass over a bottle of wine? Mm. Go buy some other wine, mate.
It's not the reason she called. James, you're on the radio. It's Ellie and Taz.
It's Ellie and Taz,
we're
mate.
We're here too.
Oh, he's gone. Hannah, he's dropped out.
Oh, my gosh.
He's hung up.
Are you serious?
I don't know if you're
serious.
I don't know if you're getting the wine.
I'm trying to call him back, Hannah, and he's he's not answering.
Oh my God, he did say some heavy duty things. Like, as I said, you were used to having our little tiff, but wow. Okay.
Is that normal? Is that you got?
Oh look, we can. Yeah, we have robust combos, absolutely. But that was I'm a bit scared. I'll have to.
Hannah, let's fix this. Let's fix this.
Yeah.
Because it's not gone, I guess, the way we all expected it to. Hannah, how much was the bottle of wine? $300?
What's $300?
Let's get you the $300.
I feel really awkward that we've just maybe soured a relationship.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous. I feel like I'm going to vomit, and that is worth it. But oh my God, maybe I should get him another bottle and we'll actually, and I'll open it in front of him and we'll share.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
No, he doesn't deserve it.
Get him a $20 one this time, Hannah, all right?
Yeah, correct. Oh my God. I think I'm so nervous. I've got to call him.
Yeah, you call him. Apologise from us. Tell him we love him and enjoy the wine together, okay?
Thank you so much. Okay, bye guys.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I've got some good news for you, Sunny Coast. We're about to take her down.
No.
She is too up on her high horse.
What?
Creating different accounts, just boring the Sunny Coast with bland content. Her name is Ellie Chaney.
Okay, this is all born from the fact on Friday's show, I predicted the weather, as I do on every show.
Well, you should just tell us what the weather's going to be rather than like going off vibes.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to predict it with my information that I received from the Bureau.
Gotcha.
And I said I should start an Instagram because I predict things all the time and you always get them right, particularly the weather. Why don't I start Ellie's Accurate Predictions? So sure enough, yesterday I launched it. It's a prediction a day each morning. I'll predict something that's going to happen within the next 24 hours. Launched it at 4:30 yesterday.
Yeah.
The follows started trickling in.
At Ellie's Accurate Predictions. You're pushing 100 followers at the moment.
Oh, let's try to get to 100 by the end of the day.
Yesterday I started a one-man war against this thing. Have a listen. I think if you really don't want this sort of content appearing in your feed, Sunny Coast,
don't block it.
Just block it.
No,
go there and block it.
Don't block it.
Ellie's Accurate Predictions. Go there, hit block.
No.
Send me a screenshot of you blocking it. I'll send you $5.
Taz, you know that
out of my own pocket, I'll send you $5 if you block this account.
Well, well, well.
Yep. I got money.
If that's not support between teammates, colleagues, and friends, I don't know what is.
You didn't expect support from me. And I also the videos, Sunny Coast, you're not missing out on anything. If you haven't seen it,
yes, you are.
Don't bother searching it. And if you do accidentally come across this account, just hit block.
Don't hit block. Guys,
I got a message.
Give you one of the winning lotto numbers for tonight in today's prediction.
I got some pictures sent to me, which I've just sent to you now. 10 minutes after that went live on the radio.
Yeah.
From Dylan.
What's Dylan doing? Oh, yeah. Hold on. Sorry, I've just got new follower notifications flooding in right now. Blocked accounts. Ellie's Accurate Prediction.
Yep.
He's
blocked them and he joins us on the show. Dylan, hello, mate.
How you going?
Deal dog, what's going on, man? Why are you blocking such wonderful content from gracing your Instagram feed every day?
So I was just thinking, look, me nan ends up making better predictions of how much of the money she gives me for Christmas went through the pokey, so I couldn't stand looking at like that Instagram account and stuff anymore. So I thought I'd block it before it comes back on my feed.
Okay, but what if, like, it's not all about making money, buddy. It's about, you know, just knowing what the next 24 hours is going to hold. What if I give you a weather update and you forget your brolly and I say, hey, it's going to rain today, and boom, you get caught in the rain,
boring,
mister.
Boring.
I normally just rip a branch off a tree and hold it up, and if it's blown. No.
See, Dylan doesn't need your predictions. And guess what, Dylan? You got $5. It's just been sent to your account,
mate.
Wow. Really, I'm rich. Yo.
Dylan,
all right, thank you.
Careful of old mate over here because Taz will scam you if he's got your bank details. No,
I am going to say, though, that's the only $5 I'm going to send. I had four or five different people block your account. The first one was Dylan, and which is why he gets the $5 from me. So
you have to pay everyone now. You've said you're paying everybody. Oh, hold on.
I didn't say everybody. Go there, hit block.
No.
Yep. Send me a screenshot of you blocking it.
First person.
I'll send you $5. First person.
That sounds a lot like a guy who's paying out everybody.
I'll do that once and then never again, only because I can't afford it. Maybe I should keep going.
Yeah.
Get CFM to fund it. Could you imagine?
And bring me down.
Imagine if your account had more people blocking it than following.
Dylan, is there anything I can do to win you back as a viewer?
Oh, I mean, $2 x $5 is $10, I guess. So.
$2 x $5 is $10. Correct. All right,
so it's I'll give you
$5 if you unblock me and chuck me a follow.
We got a 20 there, or
no? Right, you're pushing it, buddy.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Today is World Storytelling Day. It's a real thing. I've looked it up. 20th of March is a day that we're all supposed to tell stories. So I thought, let's get the best story that you've got. If you've just got this story that you carry around with you, you whip it out at parties when the conversation goes dead. That's the type of story I want to hear right now. I've got an ultimate home gift voucher up for grabs for the best call today, 545 11919 if you want to get involved. That's what Sally's done from Caloundra West. Hi, Sally. Have you got a good story for me?
I do. I've actually kind of been waiting for, like, a segment of the show where I can share this story.
Good. That's exactly what I've been hoping for. All right. Hit me with it.
So when I was younger, I was an exchange student and I went over to Italy to live there for a year. And I lived in a town of about 10,000 people, and a bit of a talk about the town is that there was an older lady who was actually murdered at the time. And I'll cut to the chase and I'll let you ask questions if you want, but 6 months into my exchange, it actually turned out to be my host father.
What? He was the murderer?
Yeah, well, he denied it, but he's in prison for 20 years, so yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. I have questions. This is a great story. Yeah. So you were living at his house?
Yeah. So it's an exchange program where you go and live with another family overseas and learn their culture and go to school over there and whatnot. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I won't name the cultural program.
No, that's okay. That's okay. How old were you, did you say?
I was 18 at the time.
Right, okay. And was the woman already deceased at this point in time? Or was she...
Yeah.
Okay.
So it happened 10 days before I arrived.
Stop it! So,
and it took him six months to figure out or blame him or whatever happened. I never really got the end story because he still denies it to this day that it was him. But whether it was him or not, or he got caught up, but yeah, 6 months it took them. And yeah, my host sister woke me up one morning and she said, get dressed, get up. She said, my father's just been arrested. So.
And the woman that he murdered, was that his wife or just a stranger?
No, it was actually a family friend, believe it or not.
Right.
So she lived above my host mum's mum. So my nonna, my Italian nonna over there, my hosted nonna, it was a family friend who lived above my nonna.
Right. And do we know why he did it?
It's actually quite sad is that in Italy, they live a lot of lower class, upper class, and he was a man who was of lower class who married upper class.
Oh.
And he couldn't keep the business going, couldn't keep the family lifestyle going. And apparently this woman had money hidden in her house. And, yeah.
Oh, he tried to rob her.
Yes, I know. It's a pretty crazy story. I'm not sure if it's one for 3 p.m., but...
Oh, my goodness, Sally. This is an incredible story. I'm a sucker for true crime. I love a good true crime story, so you've hooked me right in with this one. Do you still speak to the host family at all? I mean, obviously not to him, but to anyone else?
Yeah, no. So I went back a few years later and visited them again. Still keep in contact with them, hoping one day they'll come over here. But, yeah, really disappointing outcome for a beautiful family. But, yeah, it's definitely one of my crazy party stories that I've got.
Yeah, yep, that fits the bill on World Storytelling Day. Wow. If they ever make a documentary, you would be in it, Sal.
Oh, look, honestly, I wouldn't want to put this family through it. Obviously, I'm pretty sure they're not going to hear this story over in Italy.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, beautiful family, unfortunate circumstances, but definitely a party starter when I say that I lived with a murderer for 6 months.
Yep, so. Yep, that'll do it. That'll cause everyone to put their glasses down and take it all in. Great story.
Definitely.
You are in prime position for that ultimate home voucher, Sal. Thanks so much for calling through.
Okay, thanks for having me. Have a great afternoon.
You too, sister.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
And something has happened to me in the last 20 minutes or so, and someone who wants to talk about it in front of the people is this guy.
He's employed as the boss,
but he wants to be the star.
Go get him, Rockstar.
Big Boss Benny has crowbarred his way onto the show once again.
Now, for those that don't know, I'm the boss, and if you didn't know, Ellie, although she doesn't, you know, I don't want that much attention, has just unloaded, uploaded a brand new Instagram page where she does predictions, right? And what do you call it?
Yeah, Ellie's Accurate Predictions. I had told myself I wasn't going to talk about it on the show today because I've been talking about it a bit, but basically, yeah, every day I predict something. I'm currently 3 from 4. 4 days in of my predictions.
But here's why I'm here, right, is I think because in the last hour your followers on this page have gone from like 100 to 458 with names like this, Ellie, ready? Joker Joker 4567. If I click on old mate, have you seen the profile for this guy?
No, okay.
He's got zero followers and like zero posts. Lucky 321 KD. You've bought bots.
I have not bought bots.
That reeks of you bought
they
bots.
Are, okay.
Because so, you know what Ellie did, guys? Ellie's come to me first. She's like, I don't know what's happened. Just in the last hour, it's gone crazy. And all these bots just started following me. This is the theory, right? You know when someone comes to you like saying, I'm feeling a bit sick. I should be fine. And then the next day they call a sickie. I think you've tried to like hide you've bought bots.
I'm hiding in plain sight by saying, oh, what? This is so crazy. I can't believe this
just happened.
This is so great. No.
Has this ever happened to anyone you know that random bots start following?
I have just done a Google, actually, because this, honestly, I literally turned on the mics, did a talk break, turned off the mics, looked down at my phone, and I had 100 new followers, and I scrolled through it, and it was like 58 seconds, 57 seconds. Every second I had a new account following me, and I was thinking, have I just gone viral? What is happening?
After you jumped on the Google, what did they say?
So I typed in 300 bots randomly followed me, and it says, having 300 bot accounts randomly follow you is a common occurrence, often part of a strategy to inflate follow accounts or potentially, oh, for malicious purposes like spams or scams, I better not get scammed.
Oh, buddy, you got absolutely...
I lost $3,000 to a scam last year. This better not... Well, I've got no money attached
look
to Ellie's
in the eye.
Accurate predictions.
Did you buy them?
Well, this is what I'm worried about. People are going to think, why would I spend what very little money I have on buying followers for an account that... Let's face it, I probably will run out of steam for in a week or two.
Yeah, this will fizzle well. knowing you, you're pretty stubborn. You'll make it work for a while. But I'm sure that Coolboy 410 is really into your stuff, Janie. Or Dine Schrott 8790. Incredibly, a lot of these people don't have post anything or have no followers.
Okay, but that's not my fault.
Just admit it, you bought them.
No, I'm admitting that maybe the robots love my content and they want an early accurate prediction every day.
Like bad 982253?
They're creative these days too. Give them credit.
Mate, I'm convinced you're going to have to, and you know what's funny, is you're going to have to tell this story. I didn't buy bots, guys.
I know. I've screen recorded the following. So it's proof that why would I do that?
Good luck, mate. You're a bad bloke.
Anyway, follow my account, Ellie's Accurate Predictions.
This wasn't a plug for you.
On Instagram.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. This is CFM. It's Ellie and Taz. Tazzy off sick this week, unfortunately. He's not feeling the best. But that doesn't mean he's let off the hook for a challenge that I set him on Monday. By the end of the week, a.k.a. today, he had to get 17-year-old sprinting sensation Gout Gout on the show. That was his challenge. He had to slide into his DMs and see if he was available. So even though he's off sick, I'm going to give him a call and see if he's completed the challenge.
Janie.
Hi, Tazzy. I'm just calling to see what time Gout Gout's coming on the show because it's Friday. And
oh, yeah. Did you see my email I sent through?
I've got all my prep ready for the interview. You know, how does it feel to be Australia's fastest youngest man and all of that?
Yeah. Did you see the email I sent through? They got back to me.
Yeah, what'd they say?
It starts off really strong by saying, sorry, Taz.
Oh, good start. Love that. Yep.
The requests for interviews have been overwhelming and I'm trying to keep distractions to a minimum, which means our show would be a distraction to him, which I think is a good thing. Because it's, you know, such a big platform. And he says, look, trying to keep distractions to a minimum. Got a lot on his plate with school and training. Unfortunately, it's a no this time.
Oh, Taz, that's two from two.
But it does mean that indicates that it's not a no every time, Ellie.
So are you just going to keep emailing him every week?
Maybe. Until he says it's a no forever. Then I'll stop emailing.
Poor Gout Gout. He's got the world at his feet.
Gout Gout's manager.
Yeah, true. Being inundated with requests. So you're just one of the many. See, this is
We've Gout to get him on the show, Jamie. Oh. We've Gout to.
You're sick, mate, and it's showing with the calibre of your gags, okay? Leave the gags to me.
Better or worse? Is that just a range finder? Is that better or worse than normal?
To be fair, it's actually better. The standard's pretty low. How you feeling?
Look, not great. I'd love to do the show, but I feel like you'd catch something and then you'd just blame me the entire time.
Absolutely. Well, you've tried to blame me because a few weeks ago on the show, I gave you a present that I bought you from Japan, which was jelly in a bag. And yes, I didn't refrigerate it and I waited 18 days to give
warm,
it to you.
It was warm jelly that was like 3 weeks old because you hadn't unpacked. You literally were packed at home after your holiday longer than your holiday was.
Yeah, but then you ate the jelly.
Yeah, then you gave me this bacteria jelly and I drank it because I didn't want to be rude. 2 days later, I'm ridiculously unwell.
No, you have the flu, okay? The jelly from Japan doesn't give you the flu.
Who knows what kind of, you know, things that they're putting in their jelly over there, really?
It was good for you. It had vitamins and minerals in that
jelly.
I
don't think it had any vitamins and or minerals in it. I don't think it had either of those things. Because I'm so unwell.
Yeah, all right. It's not the jelly. It's your own dirty lifestyle that's gotten you this way.
Should I be hooking up some phlegm live on air?
No, thank you. No, I'm good with that. In fact, we'll let
all right,
you go.
Well, I'm going to mute myself while I do the hooking then.
Okay, great. Well, in the meantime, I'm going to rip up my gout notes because he's not coming on. Tassie,
When's Bandle? That's all I care about. That's the only point of the show that I care about, and then I'll switch it off.
Bandle will be coming up between now and 6 o'clock.
Oh, that's such a long window.
Close
time.
You got to keep the people listening, Tassie. The number one rule in radio.
Well, I'm turning off as soon as Bandle is done, just letting you know.
Fair enough. Rest up, Tassie!
Bye.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And while Tassie has been sick for a few days this week, we did manage to get a few highlights in the first 2 days that he was here. So let's have a look back at what's happened this week.
The highs and the lows of the week that's been.
Let's rewind, shall we?
CFM's Ellie and Taz.
The highlight tapes.
3, 2, 1.
This week's highlight tape reel actually begins late last week when, innocuously, I made this statement. Should I make, like, a weather Instagram?
Yeah.
Where each day I put my predictions for that day's weather.
Yeah.
And then people comment and tell me if I get it wrong or not. Taz went away across the weekend, forgot about it, and came back to a Monday show where an announcement had to be made. Taz, please look at your phone and may I introduce you to the newest account on Instagram. Can you please read out what it's called to the people?
Okay, if you go on Instagram, it's at Ellie's Accurate Predictions.
Get ready for me too.
The bio says, firstly, you've used the like most edited picture of you ever as the profile picture. That's the most vain I've ever seen. I can see 24 hours ahead, the bio reads. Hit me up if I'm wrong.
Some people were instant fans. Hi, Lauren from Noosa.
I'm trying to get onto your Instagram account, mate, but I can't find
it. Funny that.
Others blocked me and took longer to come around. If I give you a weather update and you forget your brolly and I say, hey, it's going to rain today, and boom, you get caught in the rain,
boring,
mister.
Boring.
I normally just rip a branch off a tree and hold it up and if it's blown.
But that's not all that went on the show this week. We saw our big boss, Benny, get fired up. A discussion broke out about sharing food and you got very passionate about it.
This is like women.
Careful.
No.
We created a new game that did not go very well. 3, 2, 1, River.
Music. So we have to find the common ground between River and music.
3, 2, 1,
Cry Me a River.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no, it's one word. 3, 2, 1,
TLC.
Justin Timberlake. Okay, here we go.
3, 2, 1, Musicians.
Oh.
We heard words of wisdom from kid geniuses like Maddie.
What do you think the best way to become a millionaire is, Mads?
Marry someone rich. And go on Married at First Sight.
And we heard some incredible stories.
When I was younger, I was an exchange student and I went over to Italy to live there for a year. And I lived in a town of about 10,000 people. And a bit of a talk about the town is that there was an older lady who was actually murdered at the time. But 6 months into my exchange, it actually turned out to be my host father.
What? He was the murderer?
Yeah. Denied it, but he's in prison for 20 years, so yeah.
That story from Sally sticks with you almost as much as this one does.
So I just went to have a little afternoon chat
with one of my housemates, and he was doing yoga with his doodle in the
Wow, nude yoga.
No one wants a downward dog when you...
I think it's the downward dong at that point.
Hopefully Tassie's feeling better next week so we can do it all again, minus the downward dongs.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.